Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Countryside Insurance Agency is wrapping up their annual Farmer Update meeting with a look at changes for crop insurance in 2021. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart reports.
The quality loss option is one update for crop insurance this year. If farmers select that option, they can improve actual production history for years in which they suffered a quality loss. Here's Countryside Insurance Agency crop insurance agent Kayla Peterson.
That's a nice option. The best example of that was back in 2019 when we had falling numbers on wheat. So then they can go back and get that higher yield put in their database.
Another change for 2021 is in prevented plant. Farmers can now be paid for prevent plant based on a crop other than the crop they planted on the acreage under certain conditions.
In past years, when you had 25 acres that were wet on a soybean field, you would have to prove, if you wanted those 25 wet acres to be corn, you would have to prove that there was a two-crop history there of corn and soybeans planted in that same section. This year now, if you can show intent that you planned to have corn on those wet 25 acres, that you can use corn PP there instead of proving that two-crop history.
NDSU Extension crops marketing economist Frayne Olson reviewed grain marketing strategies, followed by a congressional update from Senator John Hoeven's office. Reporting agriculture's business from Reynolds, North Dakota, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.
Checking.